The first reading is from Zechariah 9, 9 through 12. The coming Messianic King will inaugurate an era of disarmament and prosperity. Because of God's covenant with Israel, they are designed as prisoners of hope. Let's see if it goes. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, a foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. The Psalms is from Psalms 145, 8 through 14, and we will read it responsively. You guys read the bold print. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
Lord, you are good to all, and your compassion is over all your works.
All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your faithful ones shall bless you.
They shall tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your power.
That all people may know your power and glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom.
You, O Lord,
are faithful in all your works and loving all works.
The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. The second reading is from Romans 7, 15 through 25a. Life enslaved under sin is a catch-22 existence in which we know good but do not do it and do things we know to be bad. Through Jesus Christ, God has set us free for such a futile existence. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer that I do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer that I do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from the body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
Thank you, Sheila. The Holy Gospel for this, the fifth Sunday after the Pentecost, is written in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After his resurrection, Jesus summons his remaining disciples and commissions them to baptize and teach all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus chides people who find fault with both his ministry and that of John the Baptist. He thanks God that wisdom and intelligence are not needed to receive what God has to offer. The reading. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Please join me in just a moment of prayer. Gracious and loving Father, we thank you that in the midst of all of the twists and turns of life, the ups and downs, those things that we do that we never want to do, and those things that we never want to do, we always do, we are confused. And we struggle. But in the midst of all of that, you have come to give us hope. You have come to help us out of the mire of our sinful deeds. You forgive us, you restore us, and you lift us up. Help us hear your word today and be encouraged by your Spirit's presence in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. So you may remember the classical folk song, Blown in the Wind, popular in the 60s by Bob Dylan. And the first line of that song, how many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she can sleep in the sand? And how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. This morning, it's a clear reminder that there are things that are really hard to understand about life. That second lesson is a perfect example. Paul's recognition that as much as he would love to do the things that please God, he does the opposite, or he cannot do them on his own. And so he concludes that, therefore, it is not I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. And so we have this battle going on, seeking to do what is right and good for God, for ourselves, for our neighbor, and falling flat on our face and recognizing, Lord, I did it again. Would you help me? Lift me up. Turn me around and send me out once more. I remember back in the 70s, I think, there was a black comedian by the name of Flip Wilson. Remember Flip Wilson? He did an impersonation of a woman, dressed up like a woman. And she would always say, ah, the devil! The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. And it just reminded me of this text. Oh, what a deal. So, here we are. Confronted, assaulted by the devil. And then we hear the gospel. Come unto me, you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. While sin confuses and abuses us, Jesus' gift of rest is a peace that passes all understanding. It's the gift of a lifetime to be surprised by grace. When you feel like you have blown it and are beating yourself up, the wind of God blows in with a gift of forgiveness, and you stand up and you face life once more. Some people are really hurting. I mean, not with trivial things like last night. Pauline and I went over to Breezy Point to see Elvis. Elvis was in the building, actually on the dock. And so we enjoyed watching him. But, you know, I've been telling myself, stay away from grease. Stop eating grease. So what did I have? We shared a greasy burger, greasy fries, and onion rings. I mean, that's little stuff. But I didn't do what I wanted to do. I did the opposite. But there are people who are carrying heavy burdens, like addiction. And a gentleman who went through that by the name of Portia Nelson wrote an autobiography in 5 short chapters. And this is what he said. And if you listen carefully, by the time we get to chapter 5, you'll be able to tell me what it is before I say it. So a man, chapter 1, a man walked down the street. There's a big hole in the street, and he falls in. He can't believe he's in this hole. He doesn't know where he is, and it takes him forever to get out. A man walks down the same street, and there's a big hole in the street. And he falls in again. He's confused. He looks around. He still can't figure out where he is, and it takes him forever to get out. Chapter 3. A man walks down the same street. There's a big hole in the side in the street. And he falls in again. His eyes are open. He knows where he is, and he gets out as fast as he can. Chapter 4, a man walks down the same street. There's a big hole in the street, and he walks around it. Chapter 5, what's the answer? He walks down another street. But do you see how long it takes to get rid of, to get out of the hole? When you've fallen into it, how many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? When you're in the hole and frantically looking for a way out, it's so wonderful, it's so beautiful to have a friend, to have a support group, to have a church, to have a faith. In the movie The Shack, Mac, who's struggling, is out in the troubled waters. And the water in his boat is taking on water. And all of the life struggles that he has is coming at him, and it's like the devil consuming him. And he's going down, and Jesus appears on the water, walking across the water, and reaches out, offers his hand to Mac, and said, "Let's get out of this mess." And he helps him out. By the way, I have the movie now, The Shack. I have the DVD. And sometime in the next few weeks, you'll be invited to come and view it with us. And it's an important movie to help us see how God is ever present in our life. And so we cry, "Who will rescue me from the burdens of my life?" And as Christians, we can say, the answer is blowing in the wind. The wind pneuma, the Greek word for wind, pneuma. Pneumatic, drill, air, pneumonia, is where we get those words. The Spirit is the wind of God. The answer is in the cleansing wind of God's Spirit, blowing away the dust of our sins and freeing us with renewed hope. The wind, sometimes a friend, music, quiet solitude, a sermon, a picture, an interruption, a time away, a hymn, a communion, the wind, oh, the wind, a funeral, a wedding, a baptism, God's abiding, positive regard for your life as God blows into your life hope and renewal. But often the wind is disturbing. It's not the rescue you had hoped for, but rather it's a revelation. It's not taking the trouble away, but giving you the strength to fight the good fight of faith in the midst of anything that life throws at you. The Apostle Paul in Philippians has this wonderful statement to his beloved Philippians, saying goodbye to them. He said, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For God is at work in you, both to will and to do God's good pleasure." Don't fear the troubles. Work it out, because God's Spirit is working in you to do what God wants for you. So there are unanswered issues in life. There is also the promise in Christ that we are not alone to deal with them. And believe it or not, you do not need resolution in all of your troubles to be happy. You can deal with it. You can still be happy in the midst of working out your issues and bringing life to the world as you set aside your troubles to listen to your neighbor. That's a gift of the Spirit as well. Indeed, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is the wind.